the Bush interview on National Geographic last night. You just sat down one-on-one and talked about it. Mm-hmm. I got to say, even though I'm disappointed in him over for a number of different reasons, he was really good in that interview about that particular day. And he didn't, you know, gloss over anything.
I'll never forget that look on his face in the school.
Yeah.
When Art, Andrew Card...
He addressed that.
Leaned over to him and said, the United States is under attack.
And he said, my goal at that instant was to project calm. Because they didn't want to start panic. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be a little more of a serious...
Tribute morning.
And it should. It should be that way every year. We said we never forget. And on this station, we're not. It's 9 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The number of new unemployment claims the same as last week, and more people are staying on unemployment, according to the Labor Department.
We came in at 884,000 new initial claims. Continuing claims came in at 13.385. Since the pandemic began, this now takes us over 60 million initial claims, in line with the fact that we're seeing job postings down about 20% year over year.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassone. President Trump told the author Bob Woodward in February, before telling Americans the coronavirus was like the flu, that it was much deadlier than that and transmitted through the air. He says now he didn't want people to panic and says about giving Woodward 18 interviews for a new book.
Let's just give it a little shot. I'll speak to him. It wasn't a big deal. I speak to him. And let's see. I don't know if the book is good or bad. I have no idea.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yesterday morning at this moment, we were talking about how nice it felt outside. Do you remember what the dew point was yesterday morning? We were talking
66.
About 66. Yeah, you're a good boy. Yeah, it's 73 now.
Let's see if I answer a question ever again. Right?
No, that's great recall. Yeah, the dew point was lower yesterday, and it's higher today, and so you can definitely feel the humidity when you go outside. So look for a sun and cloud mix today, and with the humidity back, scattered thunderstorms will be back on the radar, most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, highs around 90, but be flexible with your weekend plans because scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around at times. Locally heavy downpours. And by the way, the tropics are very busy. We are tracking six systems in the tropics right now, including two that could be affecting the Gulf of Mexico immediately. And another one down the line that I think looks interesting that could get a name, Sally. I beg your pardon, Sally. Right now this morning we have 80 degrees and broken clouds that need fixing at 9:03.
How you doing?
Good morning. Hey.
Well, I'm doing great because I went by Infusion Cryo and Laser Center, went and got frozen, saw the ever so awesome and lovely Lori.
Oh, gosh, I saw Lori yesterday. I did the IV treatment at the Myers Cocktail, add zinc and a little bit of glutathione, and I feel like a million bucks today.
Oh, it really does work, everything they have over there. I love starting my day off, especially when I'm a little sore from, you know,
have you been working out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, you are a good boy. I mean,
where are you going today?
I'm pointing the car south until we run out of road, and there's white sand and salt water in front of me.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. I hope you enjoy that. What were you trying to point out?
I was going to say to Eddie, he is, this guy is in shape.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Look at the gains he's got. Yeah. Look at the gains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in such good shape, he can have donut delivered to his house.
Not a lot of...
Yeah, and you know, with friends like Eddie, you know, on Labor Day, they insisted that they were going to come over and hang out. What's the first thing? I'm having a very fairly healthy weekend. Got to see both grandfathers finish this very enlightening, thought-provoking book.
Yeah, sure.
And Eddie and Seth show up, and the first thing I see is, hey, how big was that Heineken you handed me?
Hey, man, I gave you a 40, baby.
Yeah, here's a 40-ounce. Yeah.
Well, Seth announced to me on Saturday that we're going over to Joey's house whether he wants to or not.
Well, that's how he was told to me, and he's like, you're just going to have to tell Joey. I was like, why do I got to be the guy?
But it's just like y'all walked in, it's like, let's kill some brain cells, brother.
Hello. Holiday.
It's America. It's Labor Day. Right. That's right. Yeah, we're going to the beach now. The forecast is for showers and thunderstorms to be scattered to numerous down there, but as my dad used to say, it never rains in the restaurant. Only he didn't say restaurant.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So, me and the Mexican street dog are going to ride in the car here.
Well, good luck, Chris. You do all right in the car like that?
He's amazingly great. He curls up and sleeps most of the time.
There you go.
We stop three or four times. I let him, do his business and walk around a little bit. So we're good. He's good. He's good.
Now, do you pull over in front of people's houses when you do that, Rick? Nah.
No. We go to the gas station. Of course, you look away when he's doing certain things.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. Right. Actually, my dog looks at me and kind of makes me look away.
Yeah. You look at your wife. Watch, you know, and
that's right. I don't have no idea what's going on
right,
over there.
Exactly. All right, guys, have a good show today. We'll be listening on the road.
Safe travels,
man.
Safe travels. 272-9228. That's the studio number for all the shows, but including the upcoming program called News and Views from 9 till noon. This the first hour, upcoming of News and Views, always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage as a News and Views listener, 50% off, transferring all those videotapes, VHS, Betamax, even little camcorder tapes. You can get them transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer.
Mm-hmm.
At 50% off as a News and Views listener. Preserve those old memories.
Deal.
It really is. So call Dan Black Studios today at 279-6036, 279-6036. Folks, News and Views will officially begin in mere moments.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and a second is injured after a shooting in Macon County Tuesday night. Authorities say the shooting happened on Highway 80, a few miles from Victoryland. The condition of the second person has not been released. Right now, no arrests have been made. 63 students in Pike Road at the Georgia Washington campus have now been quarantined because of positive coronavirus cases. Pike Road Schools tells us that 6 students at Georgia Washington have tested positive for COVID-19. Parents of the quarantined students have been notified. And the State Board of Education will discuss the ongoing intervention into Montgomery Public Schools today. Back in June, MPS sent a letter to State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey requesting the school system be lifted from intervention status. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
A dream bathroom's not only real, it's possible during the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath event with new low prices on Moen and Pfister faucets. Vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials, as well as free delivery for online vanities. So stop dreaming. Restore your space with savings on top brands at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 27th, U.S. only.
O'Reilly. Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butts.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
Come on, man.
And by the way, you know who's further left than crazy Bernie? Kamala. Kamala.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Are you aware that the rector of the church, that the Episcopal Archbishop of Washington and the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church nationally, along with the Catholic bishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, all denounced this police assault on the civil rights and civil liberties of the people?
Did they do that before or after the fire was put out?
What makes you think she's a witch? Well, she turned me into a newt. A newt. Got better.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon on a Thursday morning. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. A lot of craziness going on in this world. We will be getting into, well, the fallout from another Bob Woodward story. I saw he's alive. He's still alive.
Still trying to make his last 15 minutes.
Actually. Yeah, well, I guess dressing down the powerful is very good for your health and longevity here.
But also, Joey,
in this world.
The question is, why? If he knew this, how long ago did he write this? How long ago
did but this is Woodward's style. Right. I mean, he even, like, did hatchet jobs against Obama. Ever since, you know, his fame with Watergate.
Right.
Alongside Bernstein. You know, he's really done hit pieces on every president. It's sort of his shtick, to be hypercritical. And if you don't cooperate with him,
yeah,
which I don't believe Donald Trump cooperated with him on his first book about the Trump administration.
Right, right.
Barack Obama gave limited interviews. If you don't cooperate with Woodward, he will go and do all this background and interviews with other people who, you know, maybe.
Just talk lip.
Yeah, and he'll put things together. So whether or not you cooperate, he's going to hit you hard. So we'll get into that a little bit later.
Okay.
I think we have a business break coming up at 10 or so.
Cool.
Should be a good conversation. But I wanted to kick off the show this morning in an unusual way. I know, by the way, Jack Campbell's taking some Jack time. He should be joining us a little later. He's feeling great this morning. I already talked to him. He texted his buddy Carl Rove, doing a fantastic job last night, bringing up all of the hypocrisy
yeah.
and contradictions and the ankle biting of Joe Biden throughout the whole pandemic, starting at right at the beginning of this thing in January, February, March. So, before we get into all that, though, I want to share what I found to be a fascinating Twitter thread.
Ooh,
Twitter. And it's a story of how ideology and utopian dreamers sometimes end up dead at the hand of their own utopian dreams.
That can happen?
Let's just say that their ideology blinds them to, well, some pretty bad things and the evil in this world. You ever heard of a name of Malcolm Caldwell?
Sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you where.
Yeah, it's a gentleman. There's a photo of him. Malcolm Caldwell. You know, well put together.
Oh, yeah,
guy.
Very, very well put
yeah,
together,
well,
gentleman.
Malcolm Caldwell was born in Scotland in 1931. He was a British academic and a prolific Marxist writer. As well as being an academic, he was a leading figure in the protest movements across the West during the 60s and the 70s. So Vietnam era defined a lot of people's lives on the left. And heck, there are some folks who were all part of SDS in the protests and they became conservatives later in life. It really did define a generation one way or another. Caldwell began his career as a school teacher, but then he later entered the world of academia, where he became a professor at London School of Oriental and African Studies. Upon entering the School of Oriental and African Studies, he quickly gained a reputation amidst the faculty for his radical left-wing views. He was described as a scruffy Marxist prof by those who knew him, a common type in 1960s Britain. Quote, a skinny, somewhat emaciated, rather scruffy character who, bizarrely, always used to wear a suit, though it was clearly a suit that had been bought in the 1950s. So it was like the one suit he had.
Right.
But, you know, some profs are like that. I'm kind of that sort of temperament. You know, I get an outfit and I run with it for a while. And I might change my look, but when I get my uniform, it's all that 12 years of Catholic schooling, Eddie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm used to the uniform. And you know, I might not wear the same, you know, short pants, but I'm used to having a uniform. So I get the whole suit thing. Caldwell, Malcolm Caldwell, 1960s Marxist professor, had a reputation of being a gentleman in social circles, but a fierce and angry communist in his writing. He's described by his peers as being well-traveled, extremely well-read, and highly intelligent, but also extremely naive. Like many other professors, Caldwell preferred ideology over facts. Mm. He would often disregard research or refuse to acknowledge findings that would contradict his Marxist vision of the world. Now, when Caldwell did visit communist countries, because he was well-traveled after all, he would idolize, all too willing to accept state propaganda as verified fact. For instance, he praised, quote, the magnitude of economic achievements of Kim Il-sung's impoverished North Korea after a sponsored visit.
What?
Yeah. You know, Kim Il-sung founded, you know, what we have now in North Korea.
Where did he go?
I believe the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. Yeah. These views were not seen as strange. In fact, within academic and left-wing circles, these would have been well within the mainstream progressive liberal thinking at the time. You know, folks keep saying, why is it like this today? Well, it's been pretty crazy for a while, folks. Caldwell was in particular a cheerleader of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge regime. Remember those guys, Eddie?
Yes, I do.
At a time when Western Marxists were divided in their support of Russia and China and Vietnam, Cambodia, Caldwell was firmly in the Sino-Cambodian camp and supported Cambodia over Vietnam. He wrote articles in The Guardian rubbishing claims of genocide in the killing fields. Any deaths were undoubtedly due to American interference, and those were purged. Those who were purged were only, you know, arch quislings who well knew that what their fate would be were they to linger in Cambodia. So, you know, all America's fault. The imperialist United States. Hey, don't get me wrong. The United States has done plenty wrong in its foreign policy. That's why I love the idea of ending these foreign wars and bringing troops home. Here's where his utopian dreams, his willingness to accept propaganda, his ideology really got the best of him, though. In December of 1978, Malcolm Caldwell received some great news. Great news. I'm sure you would love this news, Eddie. You're always telling me to travel.
Yes.
So what if somebody invited Meade, just like Malcolm Caldwell, was invited for a 2-week visit to Cambodia, invited by the Khmer Rouge.
Yeah, I'd be careful of that.
And he may even have the opportunity to meet with Pol Pot himself. If he accepted, Malcolm Caldwell would be the first Briton to be invited to the new reclusive regime. He traveled there with two American journalists. The journalists have described how Caldwell was almost willfully blind to the negatives about Cambodia. And he refused to believe any possible negative about the country. Here's a quote from one of the journalists. He didn't want to know about the problems with the Khmer Rouge. And that carried over to not wanting to know about problems between Cambodia and Vietnam. He was stuck in 1968 or something. Caldwell also refused to read anything that might contradict his worldview of the Khmer Rouge being a pure communist utopia. The same journalist says that there was a well-known book at the time called Year Zero that detailed the Cambodian genocide. Caldwell simply refused to even read it. The fact that Malcolm, a professor, had not read it before he went, that I couldn't believe, said one of his journalist buddies. I think it was almost ideological that he didn't read it. As the group were driven around Cambodia to see the staged photo opportunities in Potemkin villages, the journalists saw through the clumsy propaganda attempts. Not Caldwell, though. He preferred to stay in the car and laugh. 3 days before Christmas, Caldwell's big moment came. He was driven in a Mercedes limousine to meet Pol Pot at the former governor's palace. The two men sat down and discussed revolutionary economic theory for hours. Caldwell left the meeting with Pol Pot a happy man. He returned to the hotel full of praise for Pol Pot and his political outlook. Quote, he thought he had a good conversation. He had avoided at all costs any discussion of Vietnam, and he was looking forward to going home, said one of his journalists with him. That night, as Caldwell and the journalist slept, a group of heavily armed men arrived at the hotel and knocked on Caldwell's door. Caldwell was taken outside and shot dead. It's unclear why Caldwell was shot. The men who killed him were later tortured and executed and gave the confession that the U.S. government had paid them to do it in order to tarnish the Khmer Rouge's reputation. Mm. This is almost certainly false.
Right.
The order came from the top. Of course it makes no sense, but none of the killings under the Khmer Rouge made sense. It was an irrational murder machine subject to the whims of one man. Malcolm Caldwell's death was caused by the madness of the regime he openly admired. Useful idiots would do well to keep in mind Caldwell's fate. Those that deliberately blind themselves to reality in the name of ideology may find themselves in similar situations. Holiness spirals have uncanny ways of consuming their own. As the French philosopher Jean-François Revel has remarked, quote, utopia is not under the slightest obligation to produce results. Its sole function is to allow its devotees to condemn what exists in the name of what does not. Now, hearing that story, that's an extreme example.
Yes.
But how many people in your life who are harmless, that are genuinely and very good to get along with, they might seem a little kooky in what they believe. How many people in your life, whether it's Marxist or any other ideology, do you know who would fall for anything to the point of crawling up to the devil himself and thinking you're making friends?
I've seen that in the workplace.
Really?
Yeah. You got to be honest.
You worked on the factory line way too long,
Eddie. I've seen that in the workplace, buddy.
I just wanted to share that, folks, because I'd never heard that story. It is an amazing example of when reality with deadly consequences smacks somebody in the face. And there are too many examples of this, especially throughout press history in the United States. I mentioned yesterday Walter Duranty. He was the guy that always stumped for the Soviet Union and Stalin, covered for them in the pages of the New York Times. And there are way too many examples of people, for the sake of their political cause, for the sake of their ideology, which may be noble in their own minds, who are willing to accept whatever fantasy it takes. The sentimentality that it's not about what's right or wrong. It's not about, well, actually, all it's about is right or wrong. with no tether to reality, no tether to here on Earth. So as you look out at what's going on in politics today, how many people are acting out some drama in their mind and then acting it out on the streets? How many people are in the halls of power and halls of our academic institutions and universities, in the office rooms and conference rooms and studios of our powerful press organs? How many of them fit the bill of folks who continue to deny reality for their own ideological dreams? I think too many. Now, they probably won't end up shot dead by the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot, because that takes a real genius to have that happen to them.
Why do you think he had somebody kill him in the middle of the night like that?
Maybe he knew too much. Maybe he got too cozy. It's hard to know.
I wonder if...
And also, here's the deal. We take for granted that people will be rational.
Right. That's what I'm wondering.
We take for granted that you do not underestimate that there are moments in human history where irrationality takes hold, emotion takes hold, and people are killed for no damn good reason.
I wonder.
And just look at the 20th century, for instance.
Yeah.
Look at what happened in World War I and World War II. You look back from 10,000 feet above and you survey the history, it's insane. Doesn't make any sense. And by the way, we've been talking about history a lot here in the United States. History is very important, and we should learn to love our history, the ugly and the beautiful all in one, because when you know the ugly, it makes the beautiful achievements all that more glorious. Some of these folks, man, some of these folks need to be brought back down to earth, because if you think that living history of, say, the 20th century, the world wars, or, say, Cambodia and Vietnam, that, oh, that's in the past. We're past all that. It couldn't ever happen here. It couldn't happen somewhere else. I mean, this is an extreme example. Don't underestimate where irrationality and the lust for power, in the name of doing the right thing, the noble thing, where it can take you. 272-9228, 272-9228. Oh, look at this. Crawdad. Hello, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
You touched on something that let's just say this. When I was a young fella, my dad made the acquaintance of a Chinese gentleman who escaped Cambodia with the help of other Chinese, ethnic Chinese here, made his way to America, settled in Montgomery, raised a family with three girls who are all straight-A students. They went off to school. They have done extremely well, and the family is still here. They have a business here, and they're about as American as they get.
Amen.
You talk about being happy to be an American. This family knows how bad it was. His wife was beaten and had her hip smashed by a concentration camp guard. And then they didn't let her go to the hospital, or she just kind of healed up the old-fashioned way when the bones knitted back. Mm-hmm. But these people, they had it really bad over there. And the Khmer, you know, the Chinese that are in Cambodia still today, I don't know why they stay there. You know, it's and Pol Pot, one evil SOB, mm-hmm. if there ever was one. I think I remember correctly that if you even could read and had glasses, you were on the hit list of, let's get rid of that guy because he can read, obviously, he has glasses.
Yeah.
And Pol Pot wanted everybody just to strictly agricultural, you know, don't learn anything mm-hmm. because then you might present a threat.
Right, and you see this in common with a lot of these revolutionary causes. You start making a list of what signifies somebody as the other, as the problem, or as even a potential problem.
Mm-hmm. Another family that settled in Montgomery, ironically, when Shah Pahlavi had to get the heck out, his personal physician got out with him, and his family wound up settling here, and both his boys went to medical school here.
Hmm.
So, small world with big politics. And by the way, question for you, you hang with Dan. Do you know when Dr. Sorensen will come back? I always enjoy him when he comes around.
I'm not certain, but given that there might be more folks jumping into this deal Israel and UAE put together, I hope sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
That's a very big thing, and I can't say enough good things about that particular event happening, because it'll start the ball rolling, and eventually I hope that the Saudi family will step to the plate and get in line with all the other, like UAE.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long that'll take, but I think it'll eventually will happen, that the Sauds will extend the hand of friendship, and we can. There is no love lost between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Oh yeah, don't get me started.
There's so much bad blood there. Did you know about the massacre that happened in 78-79 in Mecca? Iranian terrorists killed a whole bunch of folks right there in Mecca.
Mm.
Yeah, because of the Shia Sunni thing. And I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, and I think there are a lot of folks, especially in the Arab world, that's becoming richer by the day, who feel the same way. And I think there are a lot of, especially young people in Iran, who feel the same way.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Back when the Green Party had a chance in Iran, the students, University of Tehran, they loved wearing Levi's and Ray-Bans. Mm-hmm. They liked Ford. They liked Bonnie Raitt and Elvis Presley. But they had to keep everything suppressed because of the guys walking around with the big sticks, you know.
Yep.
And I actually met another family that came here, Ariazani. They opened a steakhouse restaurant. Mm. They got out of Iran and came here. Very American people. So I just wanted to say that because, you know, we talk about us and them, and somebody looks different, speaks different, has a different accent, came from a different place. I mean, like the first lady, for instance, Melania, you know, she
right.
Very thick accent, but that does not have anything to do with her intelligence.
Right,
at all.
It doesn't. Well, and this is not a perfect country, but it is the country people run to.
But when I hear melting pot, I think the better word is smelting, because when you smelt, you burn away the impurities and you wind up with a purer metal. In smelting, it's not just melting things, and we are a great experiment societally, and I think we're the greatest country in the world.
Amen.
You know, with all that, I can say, well, you know, go Trump and God bless America.
Thank you, Crawdad. Appreciate it.
Take care, Crawdad.
Hit our break here, 272-9228. Let's take this call from Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Red Top.
And you're talking to the son of an immigrant, with people always. Had comments about her accent, and therefore she corrected their English. She taught many a redneck how to speak. She would say, "Is this supposed to be English that you're speaking?"
Wait, where was your mother from?
Brussels, Belgium.
Okay, there you go.
She was a World War II bride, and she got a picture in the paper. She walked down the stairs, that's before they had concourses, at Danley Field. I still got the picture of her walking down the steps. And just like so many war brides in Montgomery, Montgomery was stuffed full of them because of the Air Force Base. Yeah. They had the French Club, the Italian Club. And, of course, my family was all involved in that stuff. And getting back to Cambodia, Khmer Rouge, I would have no doubts if the American government had this guy bumped off.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely, man. The CIA and has been involved in drug trading since the Vietnam War. Big time. And who's the biggest drug dealer in American history?
CIA.
Oh, CIA, definitely.
No, person.
Oh, person? I don't know.
Here recently, I would say,
recently. Nuh-uh. I'll tell you who the biggest drug dealer in American history was. George Bush, the first George Bush president.
Mm-hmm.
He financed two wars with heroin, and he's directly responsible for it. For one thing, in Afghanistan, the Taliban had eliminated opium processing, and the United States CIA brought it back to finance their war. George Bush, 41, the whole crack cocaine thing was engineered by him to finance the wars in Central America. He was a nasty individual, and he passed it on to his son, giving him advice in Afghanistan, again, where they picked up poppy and opium production to finance that war. And he's been on top of the CIA, and when he became vice president, Reagan put him in charge of some things, and Reagan probably was not aware of all the things he was doing. And so let's keep in mind how nasty the CIA is, and not to mention the FBI. These are two government agencies we could do without, guys, and we need to be wary of them constantly, because that's the bad part of our government.
I vote we get rid of the IRS first.
Well, that could be that, but at least the IRS isn't dealing in drug trading. What is the big, biggest theft in New York City history?
Biggest theft? I would have to go with probably a drug deal of some sort.
You're right. $70 million worth of heroin was stolen out of the drug locker at the New York Police Department.
See, I was going to go with the Federal Reserve
Bank. How big of a drug locker holds that much heroin?
Well, how big is New York City? 9 million people?
Yeah, a lot of people, just small.
Okay, that's $70 million worth of heroin went missing, and they opened it up. It was like baby powder or talcum powder or something.
I see.
So,
switch.
It was just a snowy, wintry day.
Yeah, but I mean, and then they flood the market with heroin, and we got the war on drugs. Here goes the round and round we go. And we're still involved in that, and heroin is still a severe problem, and God knows how much of the government and CIA brings it in to perpetuate their legal financing. So watch out, folks. This is some nasty folks, and I'm glad 41 is gone and 43, because they got the same bad DNA.
Okay,
you guys have a great morning. Thank
you. Red Top. I always heard that 41 was at JFK's assassination. He was there on the ground. Always denied it, but always heard he was there.
I don't know, but Red Top and y'all took a turn there.
Joe, you need to
drive me a little
cuckoo,
buddy. We got
to
go.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036. And take advantage of 50% off on all those old videotape, like VHS, Betamax, little camcorder tapes. You can get those transferred at 50% off to a digital file or DVD, preserving those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. But if you want that 50% off, you got to tell them. You heard about Dan Black Studios here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
These truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Well, let's hope you know it. 272-9228. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio with me, man of the phones. Now, I mentioned a second ago, good to remember the 20th century, how people survived that hell on earth that was known as, well, by some as the suicide of Europe, the First and Second World War. Here is a maybe small, but I think smallness doesn't necessarily mean something is less important. Small story, but I think it has a lot of weight. 70 years ago, or give or take, 1954 was the dedication of the Memorial Union at the University of Rhode Island. Now, Rhode Island, I mean, you can, drive through that state and it's tiny, right?
Yeah, it's where Peter Griffin lives.
Right. Yeah, is that where Quahog is? Yeah, but the Memorial Union at the University of Rhode Island, when veterans returned from World War II and enrolled at the University of Rhode Island, they and other community members raised money in memory of those who had lost their lives in the war. Money was raised for a modern student union, which gave it the name Memorial Union. Arthur Art Sherman. Art Sherman was a decorated returning veteran and member of the class of 1950. It was a predominantly all-white class back then. Less than 2,000 students overall attended the university. Not a big student body. It was a small little university back then in the 1950s. Originally, Art Sherman was asked to draw a cartoon-like murals in a hut that served as an earlier site for the student union. But in 1953, this is after he graduated, as the current Memorial Union, the new student union, was being completed, the building's manager asked Art Sherman to paint more murals in the new building's grounds. "Oh, I loved painting that, yeah," said Sherman, who is now 95 years old. "I never had any formal education in painting, by the way. I just used to cartoon. The murals depict servicemen returning to Kingston, returning to Rhode Island. It depicts a class reunion. It depicts a University of Rhode Island commencement, a South County beach scene, and students piled into a jalopy wearing letter sweaters." "Well, it depicted that era," said Sherman. "A lot of students, friends of mine, would come by and say, 'Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that?' What I did so everybody chipped in. So why am I telling you about a 70-plus-year-old mural at Rhode Island University, painted by a now 95-year-old veteran. Mm-hmm. Well, the news broke that the University of Rhode Island is considering taking the murals down.
Why?
Well, the staff there announced the plans to remove the murals due to their lack of diversity.
That trip.
This decision was prompted after students complained that the mural was not compatible with the university's values of inclusivity. According to the school's vice president of student affairs, some of our students have even shared with us that they didn't feel comfortable sitting in that space. It had been untouched for 70 years. But don't worry, folks, they took a picture of it before they covered it up. Art Sherman, who again is 95, World War II vet, his daughter says the family does not agree with removing it. And when asked about it, Art Sherman had this to say: wouldn't it be a mistake if we look back 100 years from now and say, isn't it a tragedy that we lost this artwork? It's like any work of art, especially a painting. Seeing a picture of a painting, there's just no comparison with seeing it live. When asked again what he thought about his murals being removed, Art Sherman said, that's a good question. Time goes by and things change. With a story like that, you got to wonder, are things changing for the better? No, is this not actually inclusive?
No,
or
not
wise? We'll be back.
America isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors cleaned. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week. 50% of your health insurance paid. Paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years. Quota bonuses and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport.
Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, your boss, Eddie.
Yes, that's my boss, Bo Goodson.
But he is a good boss. He's on the cover of Boom Magazine.
Yes, he made the cover of Boom Magazine this month and got a little centerfold action, too.
He's looking good.
Yeah, he's looking good, man. The guy's staying busy as he can be. He's doing CE classes for realtors. He's doing also welcome, you know, how to be a realtor class. I've got some friends of mine in that class right now. And, of course, we also do buying and help people sell their real estate. We help people buy real estate. His favorite thing to work with is first-time home buyers. You know, I've said it many times. Bo is like my grandfather. He just really just brought me into the fold. And that's why he loves first-time home buyers so much. Because a lot of them come to him. They're so innocent. They don't know anything. They just know they want a house. And they Bo will literally wrap his arms around them, bring them in, and show them how to buy a house in today's world. Making sure that he's looking out for their best interest the whole time.
Folks, it's 40-plus years of experience that helps Bo Goodson help buyers, help sellers, and especially the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Whether you're going for your license or you just want to be a more knowledgeable player in the River Region real estate market, Bo Goodson is the guy to go see.
Definitely.
And the team he's assembled, well, Eddie is a testament to that. We joke, but Eddie's quite good at what he does.
I'm good at real estate. Not so good at radio, but real estate, I'm knocking it out.
They're quite good at what they do at the Goodson Group. 551-0225, 551-0225, or go to thegoodsongroup.com. Thank you to Bo Goodson, the whole Goodson Group.
That's right.
Tell him I said that, Eddie.
I will. Yeah. I will. He's listening.
Thank you all for sponsoring News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Did you see that, you know, we'll get into the Oscars changing their standards for the best picture.
Okay.
Again, has to be more inclusive. They actually are setting up quotas to be considered best picture. That's, you have to meet certain standards.
What are those standards, Joe?
Genius. But I wonder if, we'll get into that, but did you see that Disney thanked the Chinese authorities? They actually thanked Chinese labor camp authorities in the Mulan credits. The new Mulan movie, live action,
right,
is facing a barrage of criticism and promises to boycott. And usually I'm not one to boycott, but this might be worth it. For filming near Chinese concentration camps and then thanking the Chinese Communist Party for the privilege. The film, a live action version of the 1998 Disney cartoon by the same name. You know, if it doesn't have Eddie Murphy's voice in it, I don't want to see it. I'll make a man out of you. It's based on Chinese folklore about a young woman who pretends to be a boy so that she can fight in her father's place when he's conscripted into the Chinese army. In a sense, it's a tale about cleverness, bravery, and familial love, helping to overcome hardships brought about by a violent and overbearing government.
Hmm.
That makes Disney's filming location, Xinjiang, an extra slap to the face. Xinjiang is where China has been holding Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps and subjecting them and other Muslim minorities to horrible human rights abuses. But America, you know, America's the problem.
Big problem.
We got our flaws. But
Well, I will
I'm
say
just
this.
Tired of the constant criticism of this country.
Right.
And then just a big old bear hug and kiss, if not something more.
For China?
For China. And for other
For most people that seem
globe.
To, especially people that live here and really give America a hard time for being as we are. We all have problems. Even the perfect family has problems. I invite them to go around the world. Take a trip. Come back here and tell me if this is not the best place on earth. Now, there are very few people that find elsewhere living to be better than America.
Off the top of my head, there aren't many places
There's
I want
not,
to live.
There's not, Joey.
Other
There's
than
not.
Here. I mean, there are some maybe island nations that
there
could be
now,
fun. It would be different, but it'd be nice. But,
the Greek
know.
Island of Patmos I went to when I was younger, I would love to live there.
Okay.
Because it's so isolated,
sure.
You know. But I've been around the world. And
well, until recently, I would have said New Zealand, but then have you seen how they behave with the
Thank
COVID?
You. Huh. Yeah.
Good
you
God.
Get COVID, you die.
Yeah, it makes you remember, hey, freedom of speech enshrined in the Constitution is right. A nice thing. But here, before we have to hit our top of the hour break, let's go to Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas. I got a feeling Joy is trying to change the direction of the show, so I don't know where to go. I'm going to step back on what Red Talk News is saying, because I think it even goes hand-in-hand with the impeachment today. If you go back to when Oliver North wore his blues into Congress and testified, you can go back and watch the testimony. They talk about opium deals that they do to buy guns to sell to other countries to help. Supposedly, it's supposed to make, you know, doing good for the doing bad for the better of the good. Is that how you put it, John? And then you take Vladimir or whatever that the dude is that just tried to do this to Trump. You're going to find out that he's the one that they didn't even have a whistleblower. This dude, he dressed in his blues. The colonel, same thing as our. And, you know, he's the one that's behind all this.
Vindman.
Yeah.
Whistleblower was really being coached by Vindman the whole time.
Vindman, yeah. And so since you go back to Bush, it ain't really that Bush was he is an opium dealer, but he was the head of the presidency. And that's when you over the presidency, man, especially Vietnam, they got more opium out of that place, man. There's two triangles down there. They call them, I can't think of the name of them. I used to have all that stuff in the back of my mind. But we brought more opium back then in the Vietnam War than I think we have come across to. Yeah, and over in Iraq and stuff. I know it's a lot of it over there, but man, they brought back so much with personal planes. Now they're using the CIA plane from over there. And I got to know, where does this go, Joy? I mean, if you get up above and you look down on World War II, it don't make no sense. And if you get up above all this right now and look down, none of it makes sense. So, and how they can pat China on the back with them, you know, locking people away. But over here, you know what I mean, I hate to even say it, but is it just the news? Is that the problem that we can't see past the news that's put in front of us? Is that the problem?
I mean, lot of the news is meant to push an agenda or blind you to maybe bigger things going on. But I would suggest, it's why I keep going back to history, Randall, why I keep suggesting history to you. Because, and not necessarily history that tries to get into all the in and outs of real conspiracies. I think there are plenty of real conspiracies. I don't look down my nose at it. But I mean the history of ideas and what motivated people in the first place. Sometimes it is the unholy dollar. Sometimes it is the lust for power. But sometimes it's really bad ideologies and points of view. Now, honestly, my understanding is pretty light on the whole idea of the CIA and the drug trade and George H.W. Bush and whatnot. Y'all are saying this, and fine, I'd like some references to point me in the right direction. But generally speaking, I'm looking at more the long-run ideology and the beliefs of people around the world, and in particular in this country. And it's making me wonder, you know, for instance, I'm taking down this mural in Rhode Island University because it's not inclusive enough. It's like, do you not think of the 95-year-old guy now who painted that, why it was painted there, what the school